Shalom, all praises, glory, and honor to Yahweh, Bahashim, Yahweh Shai. Heavenly Father's name is Yahweh, which means he exists, Bahashim, which means in the name Yahweh Shai, which means he is the deliverer who the world eagerly calls Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, have given us this truth through the Ruach HaKodesh, which is the Holy Spirit, and we thank Yahweh, Bahashim, Yahweh Shai, for extending mercies, peace, and blessings to the elect and the remnant, which consists of you so-called Negroes, Latinos, Native Americans, as well as the Israelites, who look like all the different nations, but your lineage go back to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Peace and blessings to you brothers out there that's listening on Spotify, Anchor.com, and it's another app platform that brothers and sisters are listening to this broadcast on. So again, I say shalom to y'all. May the Most High God, Yahweh, protect you, bless you in these last days. You know, these times that we're in are very evil, and the wicked are definitely plotting against the just, you know, because this devil, he have a world agenda to depopulate, not just here in America, but worldwide. They want to bring down the population, and they want to push their transhumanism society, man, AI, artificial intelligence, human beings being converted to robots, biological, cyborgs, you know what I'm saying? The technology that they're spraying in the air, which is the chemtrails, and then it's in the food, in the water, everything that you consume somehow is being altered through nanotech. So this devil, he's on his mission to try to take away what the Lord is about to bless the Israelites with. You know, they want to stop prophecies. They want to remain in power, because they've been able to remain in power behind the scenes and hide and make trillions of dollars, start wars, buy off countries, buy off governments, and remove leaders. You know, they're behind a lot of evil things, man. You know, they're behind manipulating the earth's currencies and so forth. And people are now waking up. People are realizing that these people are psychopaths. The sociopaths that don't care about human life, don't care about men, women, or children. They're truly satanic, evil people, man, the elites, you know? And in these last days, things are going to become more and more draconian. The laws, we can see these countries, they're following these people blindly, and all they're doing is creating police states. And a lot of people so far are going for it, but then you have certain people in this in the populations that ain't for the shit, man. They're recognizing that it's all in an agenda to take over democracies throughout the earth, you know. So I want to read a scripture. This is in the book of Job, chapter 13, verse 4. But ye are forgers of lies. Ye are all physicians of no value. So the word forgers, that means counterfeit. These people are forgers. But I'll read it again. It says, but ye are forgers or counterfeits of lies. So these people, they're counterfeits, man. They're fake. They make these statements, and they come up with these agendas. They say that if you take a vaccine, it's going to stop COVID. Now, here it is. There are several vaccines and booster shots later, and the numbers are still climbing. People are still dying from COVID, you know, whether it be the stuff that they spraying in the air that's full of bacteria and viruses, or the 5G, those cell towers that they put I think it's like one every mile, and they're all over the earth, man. And those are weapons, because the technology that's being sprayed in the air, and it gets in human beings, and then they crank up those weapon systems, 5G, 6G. Those are devices to call the population and control the minds of the people. So these people are forgers of lies. They're not trying to help nobody. When have these people ever helped anybody? When have these people ever truly stopped, obviously, with things that could be stopped? Example, hunger. These people are worth trillions of dollars, but yet you got people, and even in so-called civilized countries, they're hungry. So these people, they're not trying to stop anything. They're creating the problem. These people are evil, man. They're the synagogue of Satan, those that say they are Jews and are not. So they're actually devil worshipers, man. They're Luciferians. They worship the spiritual demon Satan, and they're demonically possessed. It says ye are all physicians of no value, because these people, they're worthless, man. They're not trying to cure nobody. Those doctors that are going along with the agenda. You have certain doctors that are working for these agencies and stuff like that, that will secretly implant their patients and don't tell their patients valuable information that they need in regards to their health. These people aren't trying to help people, And people are waking up, man. People are exposing the wicked stuff that's happening. So let's see. Let me get one more scripture, and I want to play this audio of Robert Kennedy Jr., because he's been at the forefront, speaking about this damn plandemic. A lot of people who, are influential in Esau society, even, because these people are Edomites, so the Bible prophesied that they're gonna tell on each other, So let's see. It's one a big lie, man. What's happening? It's a scam. It's a way for these elites to get richer and drive the masses of people into poverty, and scaring people, man. Fear, as well as poisoning them through the air. Because these devils, they're attacking on every side, man. A lot of people are sick. They are dying, whether it be from COVID or the Omicron. These people are manufacturing diseases, man. Because this devil, he's all about spraying shit in the air and making people sick, experimenting on people without their permission. They have experimented on their own populations. Here it is, the people, they pay taxes, they pay to fund these people, man. Put them in power by paying local, state, federal taxes. And the very people that are supposed to be taking care of their citizens, through those tax dollars, they're waging all of these different agendas, man. They're doing all of these evil things. Covert attacking their own citizens that speak the truth, that speak out against the evil, and will pay the citizens to go against other citizens. So it's satanic, man. And the Lord is exposing these evil people. So this is the book of Psalm 64, verse 8. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. all that see them shall flee away. And that's what the Lord is doing. He's making their tongue, their own tongue, to fall upon themselves. So now they're telling on each other. You know, you have certain people that that were in that higher echelon of society, like Nick Rockefeller, who's speaking to Aaron Russo. He's the director of Trading Places. And he, what's his name? Aaron Russo was cool with Nick Rockefeller. They were friends. So Nick Rockefeller told Aaron Russo the elite's agenda, which was the microchip people, put microchips in them. And that's what they want to do with all this COVID shit and vaccine papers and cryptocurrencies that are now becoming more and more popular. That cryptocurrency, it holds no true value, because real money is gold and silver. So if I'm not an expert on cryptocurrency, but other than being a digital currency, what's backing it? You know what I'm saying? What's truly backing it? Because the whole concept of money is tangible wealth. Because if the internet goes out, how are you going to get your money? You know, I know they call them bitcoins or whatever like that, but is it physical? Because the real wealth is gold, silver, land, livestock, all of these different tangible things. You know, you go back through history, how wealthy people, they acquired their wealth. It wasn't through no shit, you know, online, you know, currencies that you have to log into, you know, on the internet. So people, you know, going back to what I was saying about the elites, certain people of the elites are spilling the beans. Yeah, you have that. And then you have all of these different doctors, Esau and other nations, and you have politicians and stuff like that, like Robert Kennedy Jr. So we're going to play this audio, man. So, yeah, before I play the audio, let me finish breaking this down. The scriptures, it says, all that see them shall flee away, because a lot of people in these last days that sold out, a lot of people, they're going to turn against them. They're going to run away from them, man. Because a lot of people, man, they're going to be so pissed off, man, that it's going to get to the point where their name is going to be mud in these last days, because they're going to be held responsible for all the shit that they've done, destroying people's lives, man. Just like these wicked pastors that went along with the agenda, their congregations are going to flee away from them, man. And then some, they're going to be at them. They're going to be angry. They're going to be upset, you know. And the fact that all of these people are finally getting exposed and they're telling on each other, a lot of people, they don't want no part of it. They're like, you know, their whole support system flees away. So let's play this audio. And this is on BitChute. I like BitChute, man, because it's spelled BitShute. And this is one of the few platforms where it's not censored, man. So if you brothers and sisters out there or posting things online, you know, whether it be health or history, you know, or, you know, whatever you are trying to reach your audience, you know, for, try BitChute. So here we go. I'm gonna play the audio. So Locke is buffering. Hold on. Yeah, something's going on. Let me see if I could refresh it. See if that works. Okay. All right, here we go.
Hello, everybody. I'm very, very happy to be here at the second annual Buddhist COVID-19 conference. And I want to thank my friend, Dr. Laszlo Kovboros, for inviting me here. I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the things that I've learned from researching for my new book. And I hope many of you will read this book and will purchase it. The name of the book is The Real Dr. Anthony Fauci. You can go to Amazon and get it. The subtitle is Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the Global War on Democracy and Public Health. And I want to say as a full disclosure that I make no money on the book. All the profits, my profits, go directly to Children's Health Defense, where they will fund our litigation, our advocacy, our communications, and all the research that we do that is, I think, very, very important to our entire community. One of the things that I've learned from researching this book, and by the way, one of the things that you can do is to buy the book, because I'm getting pre-purchases of the book. We're now over about 10,000. If we can get to 20,000, it goes on the New York Times bestseller list, and it will automatically go on Amazon's bestseller list, which will make Amazon really mad, which is something everybody here should be happy about. One of the things, you know, I've really taken a deep dive into Anthony Fauci and his history. I've looked into his HIV research, into the whole history with the AZT and the fraud that was involved there, the children who died in those experiments, and nobody doing things, kind of research, that a deep dive that nobody has done before. But one of the things that has been most revealing to me has been to be able to trace and track the military and intelligence agency involvement in this entire biosecurity agenda that Tony Fauci and Bill Gates have been the front people for. But it's an agenda. A lot of us look around and they see all of these countries doing the same, imposing the same totalitarian controls in lockstep with each other and at every level of government. And we wonder to ourselves, how is this possible? How did they all know what to do? One of the aspects of my research that I've been able to uncover that nobody else has really been able to has realized before, many of us saw Event 201, which was what they call the tabletop simulation of a pandemic that was sponsored by Bill Gates and by some of the intelligence agencies immediately before the pandemic. In fact, in October of 2019, when the coronavirus was already circulating in Wuhan, and you had Bill Gates and all of these top media people and intelligence agency people and from many, many countries coming together in New York and simulating a pandemic. And as it turns out, and they were extraordinarily, it was an extraordinary piece of auguring, of foresight, of prescience. They seemed to be able to uncannily predict all the things would happen, that it would be a laboratory generated coronavirus that would begin in China, that would spread across the world. As it turns out, the Event 201 was not a unique event. The military and the intelligence apparatus and Bill Gates and NIH, Tony Fauci, began doing these simulations, and I've found over 20 of them now. At around the same time the anthrax attacks occurred in 2001, which was really the beginning of the new biosecurity agenda. Let me give you a little bit of a historic background. When I was 7 years old, President Dwight Eisenhower made one of the most important speeches in American history, where he warned the American people about that our country would never be destroyed by a foreign enemy. We were too strong and we were too isolated in the world. A He warned that our democratic institutions would be subverted, and our country's soul would be destroyed by the military-industrial complex, which he said was growing too big and would soon overwhelm our democracy. And this was a week before my uncle John F. Kennedy took the oath of office. And my uncle spent 3 years fighting the military-industrial complex. He fired Alan Dulles, the top two people, his two deputies at the CIA. He fought with his Pentagon brass for the next 3 years. He refused to send combat troops into Laos. He refused to send them into Vietnam. He refused to invade Cuba. And in the end, he was killed. And then 6 months after his death, Vietnam was an American war. My uncle never sent a combat troop to Vietnam. President Johnson, the brass wanted 250,000. President Johnson ended up sending 500,000 men, and it became an American war, and the military-industrial complex had won. My father ran against President Johnson in 1968, running against the Vietnam War, running against the military-industrial complex, and he was killed in that process. In 1988, something extraordinary happened. The Soviet Union collapsed, the walls came down in Berlin, and we were promised that we would get a peace dividend. That we would no longer have to spend $1 billion on stealth bombers that could not fly in the rain. And all that money was going to go come back to America to civilian use, to be put into schools and hospitals and roads and bridges and railroads. And we were going to build them an education. And we were going to build America into what it was always supposed to be, the shining city on the hill, the example to the rest of mankind of what democracy could accomplish. And people from every nation worked together in one nation, in the United States, to build a model democracy. Well, that peace dividend, when we heard it, we thought that's going to be wonderful. But when the military-industrial complex heard that phrase, they said, wait a minute, that's going to come out of our pockets. And 5 years later, we had the first attack on the World Trade Center in 1993. And all that money that was headed towards civilian use suddenly stopped. And we began investing money in the new enemy to replace the Cold War. And that was Islamic terrorism. And terrorism had a great allure to the military-industrial complex because it's not a nation. It wouldn't let us down like the Soviets did and collapse. It was a tactic, not a country. And it would never go away. And Dick Cheney promised the long war that we would be able to fight in 50 nations around the world. And but Islamic terrorism had its own drawbacks, which was in the United States, it was killing fewer people every year than lightning strikes. And it was hard to justify this huge diversion of American wealth, of our GDP, toward something that really wasn't threatening people in their homes. But from the beginning, from 2001, when we had the World Trade Center attack, the big attack, the military-industrial complex was already looking at germs and germ warfare and biosecurity as the future of its financial prospects and its power prospects, because germs are so much better than Islamic terrorists because they can get in. Islamic terrorists can destroy a couple of buildings and maybe blow up some airliners, but germs can go into every American home and kill their occupants. And so as a wellspring of fear, there's nothing like germs. And the 3 weeks after the 9/11 attack, we had an anthrax attack that was sent to a number of senators and to people in the press, and it killed a number of Americans. And it was blamed on Saddam Hussein, and it was the reason that the newspapers drummed up jingoistic hysteria against Saddam Hussein, that he had these biological weapons of mass destruction, and it justified the war that we brought on him. He had nothing to do with 9/11. He had nothing to do with anthrax. A year later, the FBI completed its investigation and said that the anthrax that was used in that attack had come from the U.S. military laboratory. So somebody associated with the U.S. Army had, for their own reasons, sent out that anthrax. And by then, we were pumping billions of dollars into biosecurity. Prior to the anthrax attacks, we were spending about $130 million a year in biosecurity. Afterwards, we were spending $6 or $8 billion. And Anthony Fauci struggled to get his part of that. And he ended up getting about $1.6 billion a year from the military, from BARDA, from DARPA, from the Pentagon. And at that point is when he started doing these gain-of-function studies. And the gain-of-function studies are what they call dual-use studies. They're the studies that allow you to pretend that you're developing a vaccine, but you're actually developing a bioweapon. The military was interested in that. We signed a treaty in 1972 that said we can't develop bioweapons anymore, but we can develop vaccines and dual-use technology. Well, the military-industrial complex began funneling.
You heard it. Robert Kennedy Jr. said that vaccine is a bioweapon. You know, these people who are controlling, you know, the distribution of it, you know, they're spearheading it. They're not your standard healthcare practitioners. These people are into warfare. You know, that's their profession. So they created a vaccine that is a bioweapon, something to target specific populations.
Selling huge amounts of money into that, what they call biodefense, but it was really about developing weapons technology of increasing the pathogenesis of wild coronaviruses and flu viruses and other viruses to make them transmissible, to make them more pathogenic to humans, to make them more virulent and more deadly in humans. And of course, Tony Fauci in 2014, a number of his little bugs escaped from labs across three labs across our country, and 300 prominent scientists and a letter to President Obama saying, don't let Tony Fauci do any more of these experiments. He shut down 21 of those studies, but he began funneling studies through a zoologist grifter who was associated with the U.S. military, Peter Daszak, Fauci began laundering money through Daszak into the Wuhan lab to develop bugs in that lab. And that was part of this huge military. Tony Fauci has a $6.1 billion civilian budget and $1.6 billion budget that comes from the military. So his total budget is about $7.7 billion. And his military functions are absolutely critical to his power. He's able to give away an extraordinary amount of money every year. He gives away about 13 times what Bill Gates gives away annually. NIH has about 300,000 scientists on its payroll doing experiments, mainly drug development, running clinical trials around the globe. And virtually all the virologists in the world are employed in that effort. And that's why every virologist in the world knew when they saw the genetic sequence to the coronavirus, they knew that it was laboratory generated, and yet none of them spoke out for a year. The orthodoxy.
So he's saying that the virologists, they knew that the virus was created in a laboratory. That's why when people get those symptoms, it's not like a regular a flu bug, man. A flu bug is something else, man. It's synthetic. So these people are creating diseases, man. Creating viruses.
The Omerta held for a year. Why is that? Because all of them are taking money from Tony Fauci. And that's how he exercises control. He can destroy careers. He can make you, he can ruin institutions, hold you.